You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Munyaradzi Dodo, who is the founder of TV Yangu and also one of the 30 Zimbabweans who were selected for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, also known as the Young African Leaders Initiative. Munyaradzi, thank you so very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on your selection to come to Washington, D.C. Tell me more about the process in becoming one of the 30 that were chosen to represent Zimbabwe.
Well, it all started last year. We saw the guys who came to Washington last year, and we just followed their journey. And then when the application process opened up last year in September, we just applied. I think I was part of like 900 applications that came through last year. Then we went through an interview process, we screened it. It down and we were shortlisted for semifinals. Then we went for interviews with a panel of judges, I guess, from the U.S. Embassy in Harare. And then they shortlisted us for the final 30, and I was honored to be among those young people nominated for that.
You'll be coming behind a large group of 30 that came here last year in Washington. So many young Zimbabweans doing wonderful things, and now they're back home in Zim. What's your expectation when you get here to Washington, D.C.? As of course, I know you've heard about some of the experiences the YALI alumni had while they were here.
Well, I think my expectation really is to make networks, especially amongst the other young people who are coming there from different countries. I mean, there's a total of 500 of us. I'm hoping to gain a lot from the network just itself and the experience being in a different country and representing my country at an international level like that. And I hope maybe from that we can grow our initiatives across Africa, and they can have a leg in Zimbabwe and know that they have a friend in Zimbabwe, and I will also know that I have friends across Africa.
Tell me more about TV Yangu and that concept. What exactly is it?
Well, TV Yangu is a video-on-demand platform, so it's an online television platform. The idea of it is build something of like a Netflix in Zimbabwe. So we create videos, we curate videos from Zimbabwe or African videos in general, or any video that relates to Africa that has an African footprint. It can be from the diaspora, but as long as it's about Africa, for Africans, we create it. So we built up a large database of shows. We've got local shows that, if you've heard of PO Box, we stream that. We stream a lot of music videos from Zimbabwe. What happens is that a lot of African content is stifled on the internet and is buried on YouTube, either because we don't have the numbers or audience to watch it. So what we've created is a portal where the African content can shine, can be brought out to light, and new people can.
It's definitely a unique concept, of course, as you're saying, bringing content to one area. What has the response been?
The response has been phenomenal. I mean, earlier last year, we won Best Citizen Journalism Platform at the Shoko Festival. And then earlier in January, I was actually in Nigeria for the Social Media Africa Awards, where we were finalists for the Best Use of Social Media by Startup. So it has been phenomenal. I mean, there's been several articles written about us, reviews, local and international. And I think there is a need out there for African content. And I think largely our platform is driven by people like you in the diaspora who are looking back and saying, hey, I need to know who Killer Tree is, what's the latest from Tokyo Vibes, you know, that sort of thing, and have a place where they can get that on the internet. So there is a huge gap in the market for African content, and I think we are largely the entertainment industry driven by an American audience. But I think the internet levels the playing field for players, and an artist from Zimbabwe can gain an international mileage.
What is the exact website for anyone who might be interested in checking out TV Yangu?
They can find us on tvyangu.com on the internet, and they can also follow us on Twitter on TV Yangu. They can follow us on Facebook on TV Yangu, and we'd love to hear from them and get some feedback on that.
And of course, Munyaradzi, as I said earlier on, you will be here in Washington, D.C. What is your hope for the future, looking at the opportunities that have arisen from TV Yangu, but also being chosen to be one of the YALI Fellows?
Well, I hope my experience in America on this fellowship will encourage me to do more. It will encourage me to continue pursuing my African dream. And I think that's all that can be done, because no one's going to come to our rescue as Africans if we don't step up to the plate. So I hope to get that, and I hope to be more encouraged and to be more positive about what I'm doing right now and continue doing it.
Munyaradze, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you, Pitenda.
That was Munyaradze Dodo, who is the founder of TV Yangu and also the 2015 Mandela Washington Fellow, who will be here in Washington, D.C. this coming summer. This was Tatenda Gumbo. Thanks for joining me, and make sure you join me next time.